I have seen so many horrors that it breaks my heart to recall them, and sometimes I hesitate to share them. But I don't know any other way of serving God and His church than by telling the truth. Hey, my friends, I hate to tell you this, but if you remember the sacrilege at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, I hate to tell you, but I think it's only just the beginning. Stay tuned to this episode of the John Henry Weston Show. Let's begin as we always do with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For Christians, Lent is a season of repentance, but for some radical leftists in America, it's been an opportunity for sacrilege. On Ash Wednesday 2024, St. Patrick's Cathedral, America's parish church, was thronged with the faithful seeking ashes of repentance. But the very next day, the same hallowed space was desecrated by the sacrilegious clamor of 1,000 God-hating radicals. As the coffin of Cecilia Gentile, a self-styled whore and drag queen, was carried down the aisle, the godless crowd proclaimed him as
"This great whore, Saint Cecilia, mother of all whores."
And as this cry, this sacrilegious cry, echoed from the consecrated walls of the cathedral where countless masses have been offered, a priest of Jesus Christ gave the silence of his consent. And worse yet, Father Doherty joked with the anti-Christian throng.
"Welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Except on Easter Sunday, we don't really have a crowd that is this well turned out, you know?
The blasphemous event saddened me to my core, but I have to say I wasn't surprised. Tomorrow, March 13th, it will be 11 years since a corrupt group of cardinals calling themselves the St. Gallen Mafia succeeded in their plot to prop up a man of their choosing in a conclave. A conclave which did not have a proper appreciation of that cardinal's stances. When Francis appeared on the loggia that night, many were disturbed, especially because he appeared on the loggia with Cardinal Daniels, the hugely controversial cardinal. I was concerned as well, but I've always tried to think the best of him and never stopped praying for him. In fact, the whole of LifeSite prays for Francis every day. But my first priority has always been the truth. I've spent hundreds of hours in Rome speaking with cardinals, bishops, and priests, hearing firsthand what has been happening in that holy city. Together with LifeSite News' team of journalists, I've cataloged the never-ending betrayals of Christ that have been perpetrated since that day. Make no mistake, all roads right now are leading to Rome. Shortly after St. Patrick's scandal hit the news, a friend of Cecilia made a statement to the press. He cited Francis as justification for the sacrilegious thing that took place. He said, "We are caught in the middle of a war between Francis and Catholics who oppose him," he said. And you know, he was right. Francis has declared war on faithful Catholics. LifeSite News was at the forefront of honest coverage of the bombshell of Fiducia Supplicans. This wicked document, penned by an archbishop, author of erotic literature, paved the way for the desecration at St. Patrick's Cathedral when it permitted sacrilegious same-sex couple blessings. This document betrayed everyone who has fought so hard for Catholic teaching on marriage and the family. It was betrayal of parents trying to teach the truth to their children. It was betrayal of priests who have always preached true doctrine despite tremendous pressure. But most of all, it was a betrayal of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The world following Fiducia Supplicans is a much more dangerous place for all of us. More dangerous for parents trying to protect their children from scandal at school or in society. More dangerous for priests who will soon have same-sex couples turning up on their doorsteps demanding to be blessed. More dangerous for all who would hold the truth about marriage and the family, who have been betrayed into the hands of a liberal totalitarian state, which soon will not recognize the right of Catholics to hold the truth. After all, they will say, the Pope has spoken. What happens in Rome affects us all. No one can escape the consequences of Francis's actions. They reach us in America, in Canada, in Britain, in Europe, and in every place where men and women of goodwill seek to remain faithful to Almighty God. LifeSite News has recognized facts as facts since the beginning. When others closed their eyes, we kept ours open. When others deceived themselves, we prayerfully sought out the truth. When others were intimidated into silence, we spoke out boldly. But you never get used to seeing Christ betrayed by those who appear to be his followers. I have seen so many horrors that it breaks my heart to recall them, and sometimes I hesitate to share them. But I don't know any other way of serving God and his church than by telling the truth. And now, it's more crucial than ever before. Our lives, our souls, depend on it. Last week I warned you that globalist elites want to eliminate 7 billion people, or as many more as it takes to reduce and keep the world population below 1 billion. They can't reach that goal unless they occupy positions of power and influence throughout the world. And in Francis, they appear to have a committed ally. He seems to be willing to do whatever it takes to make their globalist dream a reality. Sometimes when I say these things, people don't believe me, but Francis has made his adherence to the global death cult quite plain. As soon as the enemies of the church had succeeded in putting him in place, he lost no time in showing where his true loyalties lay. In order to depopulate the world, they need abortion, contraception, and sterile LGBT sex promoted and accepted everywhere. And so the United Nations has committed to achieving universal access to contraception and abortion by 2030 and has enshrined this in their sustainable development goals. And that is, they want to make sure that every single baby that is ever conceived can be lawfully killed. And as soon as he got into a position of power, Francis called on the whole world to implement those same sustainable development goals. The plan to make sure abortion is everywhere sure seems to have his support. But still, there are people who will say, surely Francis didn't know. But this kind of denial becomes more and more impossible to believe every single day. Francis keeps making his views plain. Twice now in his pontificate, he has publicly singled out Emma Bonino for praise. This prominent Italian abortionist, he says, is one of the country's forgotten greats. Bonino was a leading figure in legalizing abortion in Italy as a politician. But before that, she was an abortionist. Bonino has boasted that her center killed more than 10,000 babies. Bonino has been photographed in the act of murdering babies using a homemade device operated by a bicycle pump. And because she has such close contact with the Pope, she has spoken at several Catholic parishes. And even so, when Roe v. Wade was overturned, Bonino was one of the first ones out there protesting and saying how horrible this was. Francis has even been confronted about Bonino's opposition to Catholic teaching, but he doesn't seem to care. He just answered, and I quote, "True, but never mind. We have to look at people at what they do," end quote. We know what Bonino has done. She has murdered babies and delighted in it. Francis knows what she does and what she stands for, and he calls her great. So let's judge Francis by his own standards. What has he done? Well, Francis has backed the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which call for implementation of universal abortion and contraception. Francis has appointed pro-abortion members to the Pontifical Academy for Life. Francis has appointed population controllers to the Pontifical Academy for Science. He has repeatedly denied dozens of Catholic doctrines, including on hell, capital punishment, and divine grace. He has persecuted cardinals and bishops who have tried to remain faithful to Christ. Francis has mocked faithful Catholics. He has protected sex abusers. He's welcomed and praised openly homosexual and transgender activists. There is no doubt about these things. They are demonstrated and proved. LifeSite News has reported on it all. And there's so much more. The evil is so overwhelming that it could easily leave us depressed. It could lead us to despair. But we have hope. We have what it matters. We have God. On October 13, 1884, Pope Leo XIII had a terrifying vision. He saw Satan asking God for 100 years to destroy the church. Awakening from this vision, the Pope set down some extraordinary words. He said, and I quote, "In the holy place itself, where the see of Peter and the chair of truth has been set up as the light of the world, they have raised the throne of their abominable impiety with iniquitous design that when the pastor has been struck, the sheep may be scattered," end quote. You know, when Leo wrote these words, the throne of the Italian monarchy had been established in Rome where the successor of Peter had ruled. But whenever I read them, they send a chill down my spine. I wonder what other prophecy Leo XIII might have made, because for 11 years now, Francis has reigned from a throne of abominable impiety. From this abominable throne, he weaves his webs of malice and deceit. From this abominable throne, Francis hardens his heart to the cries of innocent blood shed with his connivance, or minimally his consent. From this abominable throne, he casts us, the little ones of Christ, into the mouths of the ravenous wolves. This horror is too much for some. People are losing the faith. But we can't let this happen. We must keep the truth alive. And Pope Leo XIII taught that our duty as lay people lies in, and I quote, "professing openly and unflinchingly the Catholic doctrine and in propagating it to the utmost of our power," end quote. This is what LifeSite News does. It's the whole purpose of our existence. Many people have criticized LifeSite News because we've told the truth. But we will never stop. We will not recoil before an enemy, nor will we keep silence. But we need your support if we are to continue this fight. Everyone has their own role in this struggle. The duty of one person is not the duty of another. Not everyone is in a position to get the news out as it breaks, but LifeSite News is. Not everyone has the resources to produce cutting-edge research and analysis that the church needs, but LifeSite News does. Not everyone has high-level contacts in the church and governments worldwide, but LifeSite News has. LifeSite News maintains an army of journalists and editors. We have a video team who brings the truth straight into your homes. And we don't rely on secondhand sources of information. We bring the truth to you direct from Rome, from Washington, from New York, London, and everywhere that matters in the world today. LifeSite News has the highest level of accreditation at the Vatican Press Office. We attend Francis's audiences in person. And I am incredibly proud of our Rome correspondent, Michael Haynes. In Rome, there are many who won't ask the hard questions. But Michael is not afraid to question Francis directly about the actions he is taking in the church, which are so destructive. But our correspondent, your correspondent, Michael Haynes, doesn't stop there. He goes beyond. He goes that extra mile. After his first audience with Francis, he took the opportunity to speak personally with the Pope. This took great courage. He presented Francis with Michael's own book about Our Lady's role as co-redemptrix. In this, Michael exemplified the role of LifeSite News, to take the truth of Christ into even the darkest places, and never to despair that God can reach even the hardest of hearts. When you support LifeSite News, you are supporting the heroic work of brave journalists like Michael Haynes. When you support LifeSite News, you are making sure that the mission entrusted to the laity by Pope Leo XIII is fulfilled. When you support LifeSite News, you are laying the foundations for the new and better world that is sure to come. With your financial support, LifeSite News will provide truthful and comprehensive news coverage on all the most important issues relating to life, family, freedom, the church, and the state. We will cover the news stories that other news organizations avoid. We will send our correspondents to those parts of the world where their presence matters the most, providing cutting-edge analysis that goes beyond the news to help you understand what is happening in the church today from a Catholic perspective. Never take any side but the side of the truth in all the conflicts that afflict the world today. Truth is the only basis for world peace. We will help you educate your children and provide the resource that you can confidently share with your family and friends. We will spread the truths of the Christian faith that are so essential for saving souls and bringing the world to Christ. Leo XIII saw that Satan would come close to destroying the church. He saw the throne of abominable impiety in the place of the chair of truth. But he didn't despair. He entrusted us and the world to God and Our Lady. He had this vision on October the 13th, 1884, and October the 13th, 1917, Our Lady appeared for the final time to the children at Fatima, and her message was confirmed by the miracle of the sun. Let us never forget that we have her solemn promise: in the end, my immaculate heart will triumph. But there's so much work to be done first. Please support LifeSite News today. Pope Leo XIII said this: Christians are born for combat. And the greater the combat or the vehemence, he said, the more assured, God aiding, that's with God's help, the triumph will come, or the triumph. Have confidence. I have overcome the world, he said, quoting our Lord in the Gospel of John. For LifeSite News, this is John Henry Weston. And may God bless you.
Hi, everyone. This is John Henry Weston. We hope you enjoyed this program. To see more like it, be sure to hit the subscribe button below to get all the latest content from LifeSite News. Check the links in the description to read more and connect with us on social media so that you can stay up to date with all the latest life, family, faith, and freedom news. Thanks for watching, and may God bless you.